few early cash-fed cattle trades in the southern plains started the week a dollar higher on Tuesday. COVID-19 continues to pressure restaurant transactions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 22nd of July. Although too few to trend, there were some early live sales in the Southern Plains on Tuesday at $96 a hundredweight, which was a dollar higher than last week. Cattle futures closed mixed on Tuesday amid sluggish activity as traders apparently waited for more cash direction. Except for 2 cents higher in April, live cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents lower. As for feeder cattle futures, except for 27 cents and 2 cents lower in the front two contracts, they closed an average of 57 cents higher across a wide range of 15 cents higher to $1.30 higher at the back. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 86 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $200.88 a hundredweight. Select was 29 cents lower at $191.30. Corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 5 to 7 cents lower through March of 21 and then fractionally lower to 3 cents lower. I had results from just a few Tuesday auctions at press time. Steer calves and yearlings sold $2 to $4 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Heifer calves weighing less than 750 pounds sold $5 to $7 higher. There are 2,892 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. Feeder heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady but $2 to $4 lower at lighter weights. There are 1,366 head on offer. And at Keenesville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers sold mostly steady, except for $5 higher for steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds. There are 1,211 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Tuesday, with apparent profit taking in tech stocks, but more optimism in financials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 159 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 5 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 86 points. Total customer transactions at major U.S. restaurant chains eroded for the week ending July 12th, down 14% compared to a year earlier and down 3% more than the previous week, that according to the NPD Group. Transactions at quick service restaurants led the decline, down 4% week to week and 13% less than a year earlier. Full-service restaurant transactions improved 3% week-to-week to 26% less year-over-year, according to NPD's Crest Performance Alerts. That trend was something of a surprise given the fact that quick-service restaurant transactions so far are faring the pandemic more positively than full-service restaurants. In fact, a week earlier, David Porta-Latin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, noted the pandemic was accelerating the divergence between quick service and full service that began before the pandemic, with more consumers demanding more off-premise meals. That trend remains, he says, explaining the flip in declines for the week as a reminder that the world is unpredictable and we should expect twists and turns on the bumpy road to recovery. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 22nd of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.